You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 35, The Difficult No's That Protect Our Goals. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie here. And before we get started, I just want to give a shout out to one of my favorite all-time productivity resources, which is my online calendar system. Now, I resisted putting this into action for a long time. Finally, my team talked me into it about 5 years ago, and it has saved me so much time and so much energy. Plus, it saves me and my team a ton of time and lots of scheduling headaches. It gives my clients, my prospects, and my colleagues a really easy solution to find a time to meet with me that works for them. Now, if you don't have a scheduling tool or you're not too crazy about the one you have, or maybe you're looking for better integrations between all your tools, check out the one that I use on melanierecommends.com. You'll get a link to give a trial to my scheduling tool. Plus, I'll be saving all of my favorite business building resources right there on the page. Now, let's jump into the episode. So here's the big question. Do you think that you're saying yes to the right things? Well, here's a big clue. If you find yourself feeling burned out, never enough time, and you've got a big goal that's always feeling behind, chances are you may not be making time for it because you're getting distracted with lots of great ideas. As we grow and evolve and we get busier, our businesses take off, we take on more interests, and maybe even we decide we want a little life balance and we decide to not work as much, what we say yes to is critical. I had a big aha moment about 5 years into running my business. It's been over 15 years now. And it came from a quote that I heard a spiritual leader talking about. Her name's Marianne Williamson. She was talking about in relationships, when you're saying yes to someone that's not really your ideal someone, it's taking up space from finding your real someone. And I realized that it has the same effect on goals. It has the same effect on our calendar. It has the same effect on everything that we do in life. That which you say yes to is taking time away from the things that you may be finding more important but don't ever have time for. So I ended up creating this mantra that I've taught myself and my clients to use through life. And that's, everything I'm saying yes to means I'm saying no to something else. Is this really the best use of my yes? Here's where this gets super important. As you get busier, as you become fuller in life and in business, your yeses, it may not necessarily just be about this is aligned and this isn't. This is a good one and this isn't. It becomes the finite distinction between this is going to give me energy, this is going to get me to my goals, this is fully aligned, and that's a great idea, that's an awesome thing, I really want to do it, but it doesn't fit. I had to say some really difficult no's lately, because I realized that if you want to elevate your game, and if you want to create energy and space for the things that are really the big leap, you can't keep saying yes to the lower level opportunities and ideas that are keeping you where you are right now. One of the big challenges is the fear of missing out. I wrote a blog post about it not too long ago because I realized it's a major driver for a lot of us. And when something's a great opportunity, but it's not the best opportunity, it's not the highest and best use of your time, and you're already full, FOMO really kicks in and plays into so many of the things that take us off track because we're afraid of missing out. And one of those big things is, you know, visibility opportunities. Knowing that a visibility opportunity, a speaking gig or an interview or maybe even the summits that are so popular right now, virtual summits, saying no and working through in your head, but this could be visibility, this could get in front of my ideal audience, knowing that you can't be everywhere all the time, knowing that you have to start elevating your decisions to say yes to the most important, most aligned things that will propel your biggest, boldest goals forward. And having the courage and the conviction to not say yes to everything on your plate. And sometimes it gets a little confusing because even when you have a team and you think, hey, I've got bandwidth expanders, right? Like I've got people that can help me get more done. Even when you say yes to that, knowing someone else can execute on it, you're still saying yes to something that may or may not be the best use of their time. Just this last week, I had to say no to something that was so precious to me. And a good friend of mine was having a big event and really wanted the support of the inner circle. Now, I'm usually the first person there going, I'm in, I've got your back, I'm going to support you. And it was so far away, I knew I would have to leave so early in my day, and it would literally derail me from three things. One, taking care of my health, because right now I'm rebuilding my health and taking care of my energy management, and that means that I can't do it all. Two, I had a really full day and several things lined up, which I would have to cancel and reschedule, which to me felt very taxing. And then three, I ended up with a foot injury, and my doctor has said, off your feet, don't walk too much, keep your foot elevated. And so the people pleaser in me really wants to go and support, and all of the rational, logical parts of me are knowing I can't. And so saying no, those difficult no's, can wrench your soul because you really want to do all the things that light you up and give you energy and make you feel alive and make you feel like you're being that great friend, coach, whatever you are in life, right? But you can't say yes to everything and have the energetic bandwidth and the focus and the ability to tackle your biggest goals. One of the things that I've discovered along the way is when you're cultivating an evolution inside, when you're stretching into that next amazing part of you, there's a lot of things that you don't have the bandwidth for anymore. Your energy changes. It's like you're birthing something. And if you're a woman and you've given birth, you know what I mean. That process, when you're carrying your child inside of you, it takes a lot of energy. And if you're a man who's been in the life of a woman who's given birth, you probably have been on the other side of it and know what it takes. It's very similar when you're birthing a really, really big goal. And you have to be super discerning about what gets your energy and your time. You know, as much as I'd like to say we're all superhuman and can do everything, we can't. And if you listen to my episode on burnout earlier in the season, you know that burnout is rampant. And one of the things that can get you into burnout super quick is trying to do too many things in the same amount of time. So one of the big challenges that we face as busy entrepreneurs with lots of interests and lots of things we want to do is what should get your yes and what should get your no. There's a lot of places that we kind of fall prey to the patterns and maybe the FOMO, the people pleaser, the superhero syndrome that keeps us in this constant cycle of do more, do more, do more, do more, and taking the time, literally stealing time away from our goals. Again, the opportunity for visibility, an opportunity that somebody brings you that's so enticing and it sounds so exciting, but you know if you say yes to it, you will not have time and energy to move your own goals forward. Commitments. I can't tell you how many people invite me to come to their events, sometimes to speak, sometimes just to be there and be part of the influence, if you will, that they like to have at their events. And I can't say yes to all of them because then I don't have time for the things that are important to me. There's favors, there's friends, and then let's not even get into family, right? How many times parents get pulled away from their goals because there's a constant expansion of what the family members need from them. And at some point, you have to start choosing what's going to get your yes and what's going to get your no. So there's a couple of different things that might help with this. And first of all, it's just recognizing that the level of your yes has to evolve with the evolution of your business, with the expansion of your success, and when you start getting more and more things on your plate. And knowing that these are the difficult no's that get you to the greater yes. And so it's an awareness that helps you realize, wow, I can't keep saying yes to all those things because there will not be enough of me, my focus, my energy to get to what's really important. The second thing to recognize is to recognize inside of you when the conflict kicks in. I really want to do this and I feel in conflict with saying yes to it because, or conversely, there's an opportunity on the plate and I don't really want to do it, but I feel like I should. I'm a huge proponent of recognizing a should as a place where we kind of should on ourselves. You could turn that into a little bit of a four-letter word there. But when we're shooting on ourselves, we're basically creating a stressor that doesn't have to be there. And to really recognize that when there's conflict, there's something in that opportunity that is not right for you or is out of alignment, or you know you want to give yourself permission to decline it. So starting to check in and find out what would have to happen for me to be okay saying no. What do you have to let go of? The appearance, the should, the expectation, the I need to be perfect, which is one of mine. I need to be that perfect friend, that perfect everything. What is it that you've got to let go of? And the third thing that I think really helps is to practice something that's commonly known as the hell yes or it's a no principle. If you're not familiar with this, it's actually a very powerful principle. And the way it works is if something's not a hell yes, like every fiber in your body's like, I'm in, then it's a no. But I have a little bit of a qualifier on it because sometimes fear brings up a no. And fear is false evidence appearing real. It means that something is playing out that you don't have an answer for is making you uncomfortable. And so you don't have a complete yes. So what I'll often do is a little self-analysis, or if a client brings it to me, we'll work it through. If it's not a hell yes, meaning I'm 100% in, what's the no? What is the story you make up? What is the idea or the thought that gets you to feel uncomfortable saying yes? Is it a time issue? Is it an alignment issue? Is it you don't really want to do it? Is it you don't have enough information? And instead of just going right into the no, really pay attention to where the no's coming from and get that information complete. For me, a lot of times what happens is I'm in conflict with a value. So I have two priorities or two values that are in conflict with each other. So what I have to do is check in with which one is really in the lead. Which of my priorities must be served right now for me to feel in alignment and energized. And then the last thing is, if you start to swim in all that, is it going to expand you to be there or will it contract you to be there? When I make decisions, when I teach my leadership clients to make decisions, I'm a huge proponent of if there's not an expansive energy and it's contractive, again, you've got to really pay attention to it. And it may just need to be it's a no for right now. I can't do it now. Let's boil this down. Ultimately, this is a class in prioritization and really knowing what your greatest priorities are. And oftentimes your priorities are going to drive everything that you say yes to. And if that priority is not in alignment with that goal that you've set, you have to ask yourself, why is this goal on my plate? And sometimes you have set goals that really aren't in alignment with the greatest expansion of you, your gifts, your superpowers, and your passions. And it's become somebody else's goal for you. When you have your priorities right, it's easy, well, maybe I should say easier, to make these tough decisions that will really get you more time for your yes. What is it that you need to be saying yes to? Your priorities, your values, and your goals. And make sure they're in alignment. Now, if you're in the Amplify Your Success community with me, we're going to have a little fun with this. We're going to do some exercises. We're going to share some of the things that get you derailed. And we're going to talk about some ways to get your clarity on what should get your yes. Because I think everybody struggles with this. So come join us in amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. We love to have you be a part of the conversation. And all of us will stretch and grow together and get better at those difficult no's. All right, we'll be back again next week with another episode of Amplify Your Success. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.